Apúrate que se acaban las ofertas de Early Black Friday en Lowe's. Ahorra hasta 50% en electrodomésticos selectos y hasta 25% extra en combos de electrodomésticos selectos. Y como la Navidad ya se siente, ahorra $4 en luces LED de 100 bombillas en hilera GE. Ahora solo $5.98. Lowe's, nosotros ayudamos, tú ahorras. Válido hasta 12-3, selección varía por tienda, solo en tiendas selectas, hasta agotar existencias. Detalles en Lowe's.com.
All right, 5 degrees and 5 inches of snow. It's time to play.
Honey, grab the ski rope and the kids' helmets. We're gonna pull them.
We're gonna be a few hours.
I'm gonna see which kid can get the fastest.
Daddy once went 35 miles an hour down Rochester Trail. See if you can beat that. Let's do it.
Oh, snowstorm's coming. Snowstorm's, babe, milk and bread. We need milk and bread.
We never eat those things normally. Why do we need them now?
Because of snow. Everyone's buying it. Bottles of water.
2 years ago, you told me you were gluten-free. What happened to that?
Open the cat. They can't free, every faucet needs to drip. That's too much. Okay, it's off. That's too much. It's too much, and we can't have too much milk and bread. Wonder Bread.
Howdy, neighbor. Oh, wait, they're all inside because they think it's too cold. -10 wind chill, not that big a deal.
Oh, polar vortex.
Polar short text. I don't put on pants unless it gets down to -40. Because I'm cool.
I'm warm, but the slang term.
My wife says I'm like a furnace. Well, that was when she used to touch me, but
now I'm out here alone in the cold. Ooh, blizzard's coming. Time to bust out my 600 horsepower snowblower.
Dude, I don't think you really need it. It's not even accumulated.
Well, I've accumulated thousands of dollars worth of gear.
Canadian Goose jacket that costs more than a whole flock of geese.
The high is won and I am done. No, I'm done. I'm moving. This is crazy. -10 wind chill. Well, I'm so depressed.
We're staying indoors the whole time, so it's still like 70 degrees here.
But, well, if it's 1 degree or 30 degrees, I'm gonna be inside. But it still matters to me. Yeah. Mentally, it. Right. Or when you have you touched the window?
Ah! Seasonal depression is not a joke, Jake!
I love my family and all, but why the crap did they birth me in the Midwest? Do better, parents, and move to Southern California. Or Texas, actually.
We could free the Naples.
Hope everyone's staying warm out there. We're back. Correct opinions. Polar vortex. It's the new wave every holiday season, I guess.
It's beautiful, yeah. Mm-hmm. If you can't get a white Christmas because of snow, you can get it because of your skin.
The skin? The air somehow is white.
Your insides.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Beautiful. So, yeah. Hope everyone, make sure you're dripping the faucets. That solves everything.
I guess. I haven't asked enough questions to understand why we do it. I just accept it.
Right. Yeah. It's kind of like science, you know.
Like we rotate around the sun.
All right. Global warming is bad. It's getting hotter. But you're like, but it's 1 degree. They're like, well, it also makes it colder. Well, so it's global cooling.
You've seen the volcanoes erupt.
Okay. So
science.
Have no fear. Here in 8 months, you're going to be glad how hot it is. Hotter than recent memory.
Is that what you told Katie?
That's right.
Can't wait.
All right. Correct Business is back. Last episode of the year. Happy holidays. Merry Christmas. Please enjoy. Travel safe. World music.
Correct opinions. Correct opinions.
What are you doing for Christmas, Jake?
I'm celebrating it with family. You?
Same.
Cool.
Yep.
Katie?
I've been wanting to change it up, but... I married Katie, and she wanted to keep doing the family thing.
I'm not even going to ask.
I'm actually not doing that this year.
Oh, Katie's not.
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
So I don't have fun with my family.
Katie's going to Mykonos.
Yeah, wow. I'm going somewhere.
Guess what that global warming's all about.
Katie would ditch your family for Mykonos.
No, I wouldn't.
Okay. We're seeing family. It's our we alternate. That's what you do when you get married, I guess.
Okay. I would ask Derek what he's doing, but we know the family man. He's seeing family. He's seeing families aren't even his family, I think.
Uh-huh.
Oh. So you guys are alternating.
You want all the presents.
Yeah.
We're going to Katie's family. And my mom is trying to still be on. So I had to tell her we won't be seeing them. We are going to see them briefly.
We are going to see them.
They're going to come over for a little bit because we'll be in the same town. So both in-laws together under one roof. What a beautiful thing.
I think starting next year, once Rachel and I are married, we're going to try to convince our families just come to Kansas City. And
yes.
If we could pull that off, that's going to be awesome.
It is pretty cool. We hosted a Thanksgiving once, mm-hmm. and I blew my mother away by being able to prepare a Thanksgiving meal.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
You're a very good cook.
Thank you.
Yeah, so this year it's basically like, all right, it's the first time kind of doing this. So Jake and Rachel, yeah, you guys don't mind driving, you know, basically a Magellan-type, you know, circumnavigation around the United States.
Right.
To see us. Totally.
Let's do both.
The windshield's negative 30 the day you're driving. Well, that's fine.
Yeah, it sounds like it's going to be really good driving weather. Yeah. So.
No, I mean, Rachel and I would definitely, we would do anything to see our family, so it's not a big deal. But next year, come to us. That'd be awesome.
Mm-hmm. You got it a year to awesome. Work on it, so good to start early.
Yeah. Yeah, that will be. But yeah, we're going down to my hometown for the 4 days. Rachel's hometown for like 4 days.
That's great. So what's the family dynamics? Because I feel like I know with my family, everyone has different families. Like, what's the vibe of your family versus hers? Are they similar? Are y'all doing different activities?
Good question. Pretty similar families, both like small families who grew up on a farm of white Christian people, like how different can they be?
I do understand there's a lot of white Christians involved.
But
we'll give you that.
Not that much is even really that different.
I mean, you're not going to believe this. Rachel's mom's Jewish and her dad's black.
I haven't told you that yet.
So it's very ethnic.
Yeah, they do it right. It's more than just Christmas up there. Mm-hmm. No, it's pretty similar. I mean, like, even just down to, like, both of our dads are named Steve. Like, it is a pretty similar vibe to each family.
You know, you've said both. I know your dad's name is Steve, and you've said his, and I've never put that together.
You saw my mom was named, like, Stevie. So I'm not talking about the Steves. You're like, that must just be his parents, I guess.
I have an Stevie Uncle Nicks. Steve. If you're, Derek, is there a Steve in your family?
No, I think I'm out.
Are you sure? Cousins, he doesn't even know. Text your wife, see if she knows a Steve. Do you have Steve in your family?
No,
I got a cousin Steve.
Okay,
and a dad.
I have
Steve.
An uncle Steve.
I have a cousin-in-law,
father-in-law Steve. Steve.
Cousin-in-law Steve. Cousin-in-law Absolutely. Steve. Yes. Do you have any? No one.
No Steves. No. Nope.
That's rare. I guarantee. I'd love to hear the recipes. If you are a white family in the middle America, there's a Steve in the family.
That's a really great point. Steves are everywhere.
It's kind of like. Is there a woman in your family with the middle name Marie?
Oh, I mean, just women.
Wife and sister.
Wife and sister.
Yeah.
You got some?
No, there's no.
Elizabeth, though.
Elizabeth, yeah.
Middle or first name Elizabeth? Marie. It's one of the two.
I think
you have that. Steve and Marie.
Half the girls I've dated, their middle name has been Marie.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Very common among the millennials. Yeah, family dynamics. I think both families love to like stay busy. And do a bunch of fun stuff. So it would be very like game heavy, very activity heavy. Like both families have access to the high school gymnasium. Like separately, they've each talked to me and said like, hey, you know, my mom works at the school. She's going to get us keys into the multi-purpose room. Rachel's dad works at the school and her mom too. They're going to, you know, get pickleball courts set up in the gym. So it'd be kind of similar. Our dads right now are both they're competing. They get along so well. It's awesome. But the Steves, Katie, are doing a weight loss competition right now against each other.
Oh, wow. Probably a little wedding prep?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay,
the final weigh-in is on wedding day.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Loser doesn't get to go. So high stakes.
Pretty sad. Yeah.
If Jake's dad wins, he walks Rachel down the aisle. And her dad has to watch.
Rachel's
despair.
Dad's just going to be like withered away. He's like, I must walk my daughter down the aisle.
Kind of a Christian Bale, like preparing for a movie.
Yeah, Matthew McConaughey, yeah. He got AIDS.
98 pounds. I will walk my daughter down the aisle.
Oh, that's fun. Katie's in my family, again, they're both white, and so there's a lot of similarities.
Yeah.
But the big difference being my family, my mother, very intentional. Tonight, we're going to sit down around this dinner table for hours and talk very intensely about our lives.
Like and a then, small group
yes,
over dinner.
And then we're going to have a fun organized game that we've prepared ahead of time.
It's like the game will begin at 9:30. It'll last till 10:15. Then we'll have cookies.
And Katie's saying it's more like, it's like Christmas morning. Like, where's one of the brothers? Like, oh yeah, he never showed. It's a little more like that. So it is funny. They're both pros and cons. Both pros and cons, right? Like Katie's family, very relaxing. There's nothing. But at some point I'm like, maybe we should all like, should we do something?
Yeah,
because we're very active, but it's gonna be cold.
Should we do something?
Your dad's a big pickleball guy.
I know my dad likes to be cold. Active, and he's like, who wants to go to the gym? Who wants to do this? But Trey and I are the only ones who like maybe take him up on that,
or even like responding to his questions.
Yeah.
I'll do a little gym.
We're not
and
really
stuff.
Like a game, like a like a board game. Like we're not that kind of family.
Right. It's very pleasant. So. I'm worried. So little update that's happened since last week. I think I've broken something in my foot. Now I'm going to be cold in Dallas. I can't even work. I don't know what I'm going to do.
How did you do that?
I swear, dude. Katie, tell me I'm wrong. I will go. I've always tried to stay active and exercise, but then I'll go through phases of like more intense sessions, and I've without fail injured myself.
Gotcha.
So this most recent one is I'm going to run a marathon. I'm going to be a runner. Mm-hmm. I'm a runner boy, and I've been running long runs, fast runs, enjoying it, and now my foot hurts. So, I mean, I ran for like 2 months, and now I'm done. So,
it just hurts.
I think it is a Jones fracture.
Cool.
Which I learned what that was when I Googled outside foot hurts. And it just literally just...
When your foot is outdoors, it hurts.
Yeah, only outside. So I'm very nervous about the cold. I mean, that's just the first 10 things I'll say. Yeah, Jones fracture.
Interesting.
So cool.
You'll find out today, huh, won't you?
Bummer.
Yeah, I'm going to go after. I haven't had a legitimate injury, if that's what it is. Since high school?
I think that's where I'm at, too. That nothing
stinks.
Serious. Stinks. Nothing like set me back.
And then all of a sudden I have to, like, because sometimes they require surgery. I don't think it should be all that. But it's like you start to think, worst case, like, what if this? I can't get over this? I get surgery? But I'm a comedian. We're going to tour.
Get a gritty.
Yeah, I'm gritty. I mean, and you don't want to do shows with a boot on or a cast.
Would you say right now, this is ESPN, Trey Kennedy is listed as questionable for the Orlando shows?
Questionable.
Okay.
Limited practice. I think it'll be mild enough where even if I'm in boot or something, I'll just take it off when I perform. But then I start to think we're golf guys now.
That's true. Like our body is somewhat important now.
I did a similar thing with buddies over the weekend. And I mean, every swing is it's definitely was affecting me. It's like my right pain isn't searing. Like that's where you load off of.
Yeah. The outside of your foot is pretty. It's where like your weight is. Mm-hmm. We're going to have to become a putt-putt channel. Yeah. Is what you're saying.
Guys, Trey's recovering for 6 to 8 weeks, so this content is going to be sweet.
Also, like, I think that your fans would be okay if, like, you wore a boot on stage.
No distracting. It is distracting.
Yeah, but... Like,
gross.
Okay, whatever.
Gross.
I have a little...
I'd have to write a whole... I'd have to, like, get a tight 3 minutes about the boot.
You would so have to address annoying. It.
Yeah.
That's fine.
For you. I've got to come up with it.
I've got a little foot injury myself as of recently. I let Rachel talk me into doing my first ever like fitness class.
What'd you do?
Yeah, dude, bail. You'll break something. Don't do it.
Yeah, too late. It's called sculpting, which I told my roommates that. And like, oh, like with clay? And I was like, that's fair, I guess. No, not with clay. Yeah, fitness clay sculpting. No, it's like it's basically like a high intensity like interval training workout, like a HIIT workout in a hot yoga room.
Yoga sculpt, specifically.
Yoga sculpt, I guess. I don't know. I just kind of show up. And it's like pretty serious. It's like 45 minutes of just very intense aerobic type exercises. And I'll tell you what got to me was the mountain climbers. I'm just going to town on the mountain climbers. And something is happening with like my toe. And I developed the gnarliest, nastiest blister pretty early on the bottom of my big toe from the mountain climbers on the mat. And so then, obviously, I don't want to be a wimp.
Do you have shoes on or off for this?
Off.
Okay.
And so it's somewhat like the friction. I got yoga mat burn.
Weak toes,
is what I
got.
Yeah. Something I'd like to see what Jones has to say about what I got. But the room is 98% women in there. It's me.
Oh, yeah. That's why I had to stop.
My sister was the instructor. That's kind of why we went.
So. And there's a few women in there who you're like, my goodness, she could destroy me.
There's some that are like, yeah, like older women that are just ripped, but also like a pregnant woman. I was like, all right, I don't get to complain because she's pregnant. So I wasn't going to say anything. But I mean, for another 35 minutes, I have to go through these just like different kind of stuff. You got weights with like so much pain on my toe.
Weights, right?
Yeah.
Did you choose the biggest weights?
People luckily told me, they're like, don't let your ego get a hold of you.
Oh, the first time I went.
You walk in and you see just all these women with 4 pound weights. You're like, pfft.
I curl 25 plus, dude. The biggest one. I literally
the
was like,
heaviest weight is 8 pounds.
I literally was being like, I need bigger than. I grabbed the heaviest one.
I got to go higher than 8. But yeah, I mean, after a while, you're just in this squat position. You're in Warrior 2 for a while, just doing like, And then 5 pounds feels like a million. And you're just like, can I do this with no weights at all? But yeah, so you're having to do all this, but my toe hurts so bad that I'm like doing lunges with my foot like on, like I don't even know how to like demonstrate it, but basically
around on one.
Like with my foot upside down, I'm like doing lunges and I'm like doing jumping jacks with this, with my Jones, just like with the side of my feet.
Yep.
It was brutal. And so got a weird toe thing going on.
It sounds like you could have injured yourself other ways too after doing that.
It's like, all right, I got a blister on my toe. How can I make this way worse? Yeah. I feel like, yeah, I definitely let my pride get in the way. Like anyone who's listening to this, who's not an athlete or, you know, not like a former athlete, like, why would you do, just give up? Who cares? I think if you played any kind of like sport on any level, you feel like my coach has got to get mad at me.
Yeah. Well, yeah. So, and you get in a room, you can't help yourself. I know where it shouldn't be like this. Like, oh, so what if a bunch of women are stronger than you? Well, guess what? It really bothers me. So when I'm in that room,
I'm not perfect.
Yeah, I'm not perfect. I want to be stronger than women. I'll be honest. And you see, yeah, you get the big weights and you're kind of like, what? Oh my, I mean, now I have too much ego. I'm not going to go put them back and grab smaller ones.
Yeah,
I
can't downgrade.
And then you see this woman next to you with like just the weight you're going to go down to, like still doing it. So, I mean, that's what's great too about being an insecure man is those places really give you a good workout because you see
they really do.
Middle-aged women doing better than you. And you, I went to Orange Theory once
with
a friend, just like, I think we had a free class or like someone we knew, like, yeah, let's try it. Mostly women. But of course, it's women, and they like post the stats live on the screen. But it's also you and your friend who want to beat each other. And I mean, we nearly passed out. We were going so hard to beat one another. And yeah, Orange Theory.
I couldn't believe the amount of sweat that just came off of me. Because yeah, when the room is like, it was like 98, 99 degrees, and it does not take much to start sweating there.
True.
I was disgusting. I was like a slippery, I was like a newborn seal or something.
That'll do that. I don't. That, and I thank God it's mostly women. If men got wind of Yoga Sculpt, hot yoga, they would have to rebuild the place every 6 months.
Fumigate it once a month.
Reek.
Let out a bug bomb in there.
Mm-hmm.
Just in between sessions.
There's no way. There's no way. Well, I'm glad you're getting in shape. I don't know what I'm going to do. I was bummed because I was really enjoying running, but.
You'll
whatever.
See. Maybe it's just, you know, a little strained or something.
A little bug bite.
Yeah. Maybe you're just like kind of wimpy and it's not that anything
all right.
bad.
I got to run through it. I did try to run through it because you start to get a little older and you're like, things just hurt every now and then. Maybe you just got to work through it, but.
Made it worse probably.
Yep. Okay. Big announcement to my special, Are You For Real? That so many of you came out to see on the road. That some of you supported when we self-released it a few months ago. We have now just put it out to the public on YouTube. So check it out. Something fun to watch this holiday season. Thanks for all the love on it. So thank you. Go check that out. And yeah, it's kind of, that snuck up on me, but it's out. Feels good. And I've been teasing the Grow Up tour. So you've, by now you've seen me tease that as well. And that's the big 2023 tour. Grow up. Seriously.
Grow up. Buy some tickets.
Grow up. Mm-hmm. Buy some tickets. Jake will be there. Katie won't. She'll be at home with child.
Oh, I'll still be there.
Oh, she'll be there.
Yeah. A little later on, though.
So, yes. Just stay tuned for more of that. Of course, y'all be the first to know. So, we're very excited. And
do they know the cities yet?
No.
Oh,
just teasing.
Okay. It's
grow
coming.
Grow up tour coming.
Okay.
We'll announce start of the year. And, yeah. I'm stoked, man.
It's going to be a fun year, 2023. Mm-hmm. A lot of touring, a lot of children. Mm-hmm. At least two.
I was like, you got some plans?
No, just more than one is a lot to me.
Okay.
That's a good point.
It'd be pretty hard to make that happen once you get married in May and still have a kid. I want to start now.
Thanks for correcting that so intensely.
Yeah.
Once you get married in May.
May. Katie, what'd you... So yeah, go check all that out. We're excited. Katie, what'd you get me for Christmas?
Well, you'll find out on Christmas Day.
We were joking about getting everyone here as a couple they're buying Christmas gifts for, I would assume. No judgment. And how Derek was saying
if you're one of those couples that doesn't do Christmas gifts.
We've done that a year.
We've done that before. Yeah. I thought that was our thing, but sometimes Katie likes to say, no, actually we will do gifts this year. So I guess it's whatever she's feeling.
I could see like even like not even that long, 5 years into marriage being like, hey, we have everything. We don't need anything. Let's go.
Right. That's what I thought.
To New Zealand.
Yeah.
But
Well,
she wants one.
Last year, well, we're not going anywhere this year. So last year we did go do a trip. But then I also asked for a gift, so.
It does start to be, like, Katie got a new car, like, a couple weeks before her birthday.
Yeah.
So I just got her a little tiny something. I was like, well, it's kind of the car, right? Mm-hmm. She's like, I don't know about that.
No.
Well, hold on. But then she was like, I mean, that's fair, but also lack of communication. That's what it comes down to.
The issue with the gift was that he got me and his sister the exact same thing.
I did. Her and my sister.
Thank you, Derek.
Her and my sister's birthday is a week apart. So like one of the first ones was like, oh, this is great. I'll just get them the same thing every year.
Cool.
That's
every
cool,
every single year.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Two birds, one stone. And she informed me maybe that's not.
That's not very thoughtful.
We're learning.
Mm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so I had to buy my sister a Toyota the next year.
Yeah.
We were joking about the car holiday commercials and how, like, would that work with any couple situation? I'd love to hear y'all. Like, if I showed up with a car for Katie, like, Merry Christmas, there is no chance I could nail it for, like, she would be like, well, this isn't exactly what I picked. And if she did it to me, I would be furious because, like, okay, let's maybe discuss $20,000 plus purchases.
What's the interest rate on this? You know, yeah. I'd be like asking, like, how much did you put down? Oh, that's the salesman.
The car market's about to crash.
Yeah.
Have you not seen
He was
this?
So nice. He said I didn't have to put any money down. Okay, well, now that's a bigger loan. And what is the interest rate on this? I mean, I know that we're trying to fight inflation. Now is not a good time to surprise someone with a car.
Would you or Rachel, or could you even fathom that working well, or? What y'all's financial vibes do you feel like? I feel like every couple has the accountant and the person who'd be homeless without the accountant.
My wife gets a notification if I spend $5 at Casey's. So.
Yeah.
Well, Casey is the name of another woman. Yes. So, I mean,
who
that's
he supports. And the family, yes. Yeah. He's a family man.
Casey with a K.
You give Casey's $40 every week. I mean, I don't know.
What's going on there?
Generous.
Yeah, no, I'm definitely the accountant. I'm the spreadsheet guy. I'm always looking into everything. All right. And not like a budget, but it's like, let's keep an eye on like just how much is coming in, how much is going out. Where Rachel would just rather live in a world where it's just bartering. Just like two goats for five eggs. You know, like it's Settlers of Catan at all times. Oh. I give you good, you give me good. Mm-hmm. That's how I think she would. Yeah, she's just a lot more laid back with that stuff.
Oh, yeah. Katie.
Money's like a little mythical to me.
Yeah.
That's a hilarious way of putting it. Yeah.
She.
What a nice way of saying I'm bad with money.
Yes.
Like, money's just kind of mythical.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm not irresponsible with it, but I just like.
You're not.
It's just so she kind
really
of.
Wrap
like,
her head around.
Yeah, it's just kind of.
It's confusing.
Yeah.
Anyone else confused by it?
Katie, it didn't matter. We could be the brokest couple of all time. It wouldn't bother her. Or I could say I won the lottery for $1 billion. She'd be like, I just don't see how that makes a difference.
I'm like, I'd still rather just eat eggs and kale for lunch.
Yeah. So. We were like 8 months into marriage and she was, I mean, this comes from trust. So thank you. But she finally was like, it just feels, can I just like, let's just log into the account so I can kind of like, just like see it.
I'd be nice just to see it.
We kind of did it. I was like, all right, it's kind of what I've, you see it? And she was like, yep. I don't think she's logged in since.
I feel like a lot of people are going to judge me from that story, but.
No, I think that's very common.
That's very trusting. What even made you eventually after 8 months be like, I want to see the bank account finally? Did you listen to a podcast where a wife got like screwed over and you're like, you know what? I should probably at least look at it.
This is like pretty morbid, but honestly, I think that I was just like, well, if he goes, like, do I even know how to like access things?
If Trey passes away, I don't know what money is, so I'm gonna have to figure that out.
It's
so complicated.
No, I think that's very common. There's always the, because in a good way, you don't care.
Yeah, I feel like I'm not overspending, but I just don't really. I don't think about
it. There's one of the funniest. Because Katie's rule for her, she'd be too nice. So I remember when we first got married, you know, you're thinking, you're like, all right, we're a team, we're doing this. She's like, she would do a little bit of like, I was going to buy this or that. Like, is that okay? I'm like, hey, we don't, like, I trust you to like stay within our means here. Mm-hmm. Why don't you need to buy? You know? And then about a month later, she goes rogue and spends a lot of money on something. And I'm like, well, let's maybe discuss.
Was it like a shopping spree or was it one item?
It was one thing.
It was one thing. It was like a...
Can we get a hint at what it was?
It was like
it
a...
It was laser hair removal. Laser hair removal.
So it's not even something you could like bring home and like show.
It was a non-returnable product. I was sitting there and I'm like, I mean... He said, like, you know, this is good. And so like, this seems fine.
So then Katie's way too sweet. So then, like, for months, she's like, is it okay if I buy this thing for $17? Like, okay, yes.
Saltines and peanut butter for lunch.
Like I said.
She really was. She's like.
Like I said, mythical. I mean, I just.
She was like, I won't buy anything for months. I'm like, it's okay. But just, yeah, we don't. She really ran with it. So, yeah, she'll.
I like to follow the rules. You said. you're fine with whatever. I said, okay.
So if she ever wants to move, we can't because she has a lifetime supply of.
Oh, don't worry. They're all over the country.
Oh, smart. Such a good deal.
Smart.
I looked into it, you know.
Oh. Rachel is kind of, so Rachel's a full-time grad student right now, but can't help but keep herself so busy. So she's nanning for a family. I mean, like 4 days a week. And she's also substitute teaching 4 or 5 days a week. So it's a ton. I'm always trying to get her to like do less and just like, chill out more.
Yeah.
And so I was trying to talk to her about the time value of money. And I was like, well, how much wedding planning could you get done in like a day if you didn't like sub that day? Like, how much do you get paid when you get, when you substitute? She's like, I have no idea. I was like, oh, you win. You win, I guess. It's hard to beat that.
Yeah.
She's like, I don't know how much they pay me. And I was like, how much do you get paid nannying? She's like, they haven't paid me in like a while. I don't even know about that either. I was like, that's awesome. She's just truly doing the thing she wants to do. I was like, good
she's
for
like,
you.
She's like, I know I'm not out of money.
Yeah, she's
that's
like,
kind of how I, yeah.
I use a debit card, which of course, Rachel's the type of girl who like, I've tried to explain credit and like getting a credit card, but it's not going to work. So I've just given up. So she's got to pay with her debit card. And she's like, yeah, I mean, there's still money in the account. They haven't declined it. So I guess I'll just keep living.
See, there are people, you know, she can't feel bad. Derek, what's your situation?
Yeah, my wife is she's very on up it. On it. I try to buy her a Christmas gift, and I just like, let's go pick it out together because you're going to see when the transaction goes
yeah,
through.
Yeah, you can't even get by it.
Yeah, and her birthday is the day after Christmas, too, so she constantly gets Christmas birthday gifts together.
Do you try to differentiate the two?
I did, but not this year. I just gave in. Yeah. So she got a nice birthday Christmas gift.
Nice.
But yeah.
But you can't surprise her.
Not at all. But apparently she brought me something. I have zero clue what it is. I could probably go look, but yeah.
You never look at the accounts or anything.
No.
You're just rolling. Yeah. Good for you. Everyone, you got to have it's a nice balance. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I don't anticipate myself looking into bank accounts or looking at like Rachel's purchases unless I start to see stuff like showing up at the house. Like, yeah. What's this?
We occasionally, it's kind of like, let's look through the statement this month.
Yeah. We can afford it, but I've started that ritual. Maybe twice a year I sit down, I add it up and I go, did you realize you spent this month?
Yeah.
And then she goes, of course, well, I'm returning 80% of it, which she does do.
That is true.
And I'm like, that is, I mean, she is probably buys and returns, like fully gets full of her money back. On I don't know how many thousands of dollars of things.
Oh yeah,
Katie's basically she'll her spend own like consignment store. Oh, stuff's always coming in and out.
Absolutely,
it's just phenomenal.
She's a flea market.
She'll spend $3,000 until she finally finds the one item, you know, $180 dress. She's
that
bought
is
returned
super
60
accurate,
things.
Yes.
That is exhausting. I would never.
I agree. It is.
Katie's like, I don't want
to. She's like, you made me move to this Midwest town where there's no good shopping.
I mean,
so what do you want me to do? She loves
very
that.
Few, there is a couple of good shopping, but it's very limited. So. Online it is, you know. And maternity clothes. You can't buy maternity clothes anywhere except maybe Target.
Oh, no. Now she's ranting.
Here we go.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I got a little soapbox here.
I need that's enough button.
So, yeah, let us know how you and yours do it. I think that's hilarious. And
yeah, I don't think I want to pick the fight. Not that it would even be a fight. I don't even think I want to go down that road because, like, I don't want her to see how much I'm spending on golf. So it's probably just
right,
best.
Right, right.
It's like, yeah, no, I think we're fine.
And I was proud. I've mentioned how I've deleted all my sports gambling apps. Because not because I was losing too much, but because I just felt I was too.
You were making too much. Too,
yeah, I felt bad.
That
no,
was not the case.
No, not because I was losing, but I think it was. Well, I just get addictive, and you know, like
yeah,
like I would just think about it too much. I'd be like, "Today, all right, tonight's game's on. Now what are we doing?"
Like Jake so
I stopped.
Said,
it's very peaceful.
Time
now
and
I just,
money. It's you know
right.
You're
now I just peacefully watch sports. It's way better.
Good.
Speaking of World Cup, I'm not a huge soccer guy. But man, the World Cup is awesome. And I don't know if anyone watched. It was at 9 a.m. on Sunday. So we had a big Christmas party, which we'll talk about.
Yeah.
Jake was there. Derek couldn't make it.
Throwing up kid.
Because he's with Family Man.
Family Man.
What do we expect? And so it was perfect because I started watching in like the last part of the regular time. So basically just
the action.
France scored two goals back to back to go into overtime. They scored another goal, went into PKs. Unbelievable. I'd never had that much fun watching soccer.
It's probably everything you would want at a soccer match, right?
It was unreal. Did you watch?
Not even a little bit.
Oh.
But I was, you know, I'm enough of a sports fan to care. So I was like, oh, that's cool. I'm glad it was a good game.
And you know, Katie's not a sports person. She gets very annoyed with football, but soccer was her sport.
That's right.
So she actually, that's something we watched a little bit together.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That'll be so fun for you guys to do 4 years from now again. Mm-hmm.
Well, awesome. It will be in the U.S. in 4 years.
I did see that.
So I'm going to go in Kansas City.
Yeah, I can't believe it. I saw the cities. The cities are massive. Kansas City is by far the smallest city to get a World Cup game.
This was probably
crazy.
Queens
crazy.
Will probably get like the worst games. But
this was like so 6 months ago when they announced. It was a huge deal.
Yeah, I'm a little behind.
We're the only ones having a women-only soccer stadium. So I think that helped out a lot.
Yeah.
I think the main thing that helped was that Chicago, for whatever reason, was like, we don't want it. So you look on a map how to like not just do the coasts.
We were like,
or Dallas.
One of the other options, yeah.
Chicago was like, we don't need it. So we...
It was crazy,
and we
though.
Do have a soccer culture here, but...
Totally. But yeah, New York City, San Francisco, Mexico City, and then just like Kansas City.
Dude, 2026, 4 years, we're going. We'll get a babysitter, and we're going to Arrowhead Stadium to watch Iran play Trinidad and Tobago.
Ooh.
Oh, Katie.
You better get that sitter now.
I don't know if it... It is still in America, but you might have to wear a certain covering. But you'd
Whoa.
Look beautiful.
Whoa.
Because the Chiefs play there. I think he's saying like a Native American headdress.
Mm.
Oh,
or
a combo, like a collab.
I'm not a soccer fan, so I don't know. I don't know how soccer does
both
it.
Right. He doesn't know. Both of us canceled. Anyways.
So it's a soccer thing. I don't get
soccer
it.
Things. Football.
I'm going to wear my pre-wrap on my head.
Pre-wrap.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, like the old days.
2009
oh, yeah.
high school girl
oh, yeah.
out there.
Some of those guys still wear it out on the field.
Katie, hates that I watch so much sports, doesn't know anything about the sports I watch, but soccer.
That's not true.
We played pickup soccer very randomly a few months ago, and I saw a part of Katie I'd never witnessed in my life.
Oh.
She was aggressive. She
Full
was like
surprises.
Getting physical with men and like.
Really? She saw like kickball is to Trey as Katie is to soccer.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It was amazing. And then we were like watching soccer and she'd be like, get more movement. She was like doing like a guy thing. Like, what are they doing out here?
What are we doing?
Yeah. I was like, wow, it's kind of fun.
That is funny. At your, somewhat switching gears, but at your Christmas party, I was talking to someone and they were like, do you know so-and-so? Which you guys will know exactly who I'm talking about. And I was like, I think you know him, right? And he was like, I think I've played against him. Is he the one? He's like a maniac in kickball. And I was like,
what does that mean?
Not about you, about Ryan.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that makes sense.
Like, yeah, he's like really intense at kickball. And I was like, I've heard that. Mm-hmm. I've heard that from Trey and Katie.
There is no one who takes it more seriously than him.
And our friend Ryan.
I love that at a party, that's what he's being identified as. Yeah, he's that psychopath on the kickball.
Yeah.
Field.
Yeah, that's
yeah, him. Yeah, yeah, nice guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, everyone loves him.
For sure. But the Christmas party, Katie and I have a dream of throwing an annual banger of a Christmas party. We had it at our home last year, and Katie planned it. She crushed it. It was at a place in town. It was a blast. DJ Travis on the...
It was cool.
If you came out to the Audrey Friel tour, you maybe saw DJ Travis. He spun the ones and twos, and we had a great time.
It was awesome. I love that you guys are starting a tradition.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. I'm very proud of that. It was because weddings, I think, are so fun. It's like an excuse to see a bunch of people, and they're done. You know, maybe... Maybe a few people might have a second one, but for the most part, they're
like
done.
We're like one this summer, but you know.
Jake's got one.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I do. Yeah.
Yeah.
I was like, yeah, no, I just have your Christmas party. That's it.
You were smart. You found a girl a few years younger who's still in wedding phase. So you just got another run of them.
I do have another. Yeah. Mm-hmm. This summer is going to be a big summer for weddings.
Yeah. I found an older girl. So.
Seasoned.
Excuse you? Mm-hmm.
30.
Well, it also doesn't help that I have a handful of friends get married at 22 right out of college.
Yeah.
So a lot of those are already done.
Yeah, but a lot of those go wrong. So maybe there'll be a second.
Kind of a boomerang back through.
Hopefully not.
I'm not rooting for it. Yeah. But it is a silver lining.
So yeah, so instead we threw a big Christmas party.
Fun Christmas
like
party.
A wedding so that everyone can get together and... have fun.
Just hang out and dance and good food again.
Katie made a bunch of puppy chow. Did you get after some puppy chow?
I was just going to say, I had to break the sugar fast a little bit, and I did have a little bit of puppy chow.
When in Rome.
Was it, I have a question, was it made with dark chocolate?
It was.
You have a
Oh, I nailed it. Wow, that's the only time I have a good palate was with puppy chow.
You know, what, I noticed that too, and I never complimented you on that, but that's, that was a nice touch to me. It's an adult puppy chow. Because I am fully...
An antioxidant puppy chow.
Are you yeah. there yet? I'm
no.
fully... Milk chocolate to me is gross.
Oh,
you know what's funny part is of it. I didn't even...
As a child, I thought dark chocolate was... I couldn't even fathom why my mother liked
it. I haven't eaten milk chocolate in so long. The choice to use dark chocolate, I didn't even think about. I just was like, this is the chocolate. This is chocolate.
I don't think I've ever had dark public. Wow. Gosh, dang it. Lily dark chocolate puppy chow is the best. But it was nice.
Thank you for noticing.
It was kind of a nice choice. I was in the middle of talking to someone, and I'm pee chowing down, and one gets a little caught, not to the fault of the chef, it's my own chewing and swallowing fault. One gets a little caught in the throat, and I'm trying to power through. This like conversation, I'm like, I think I can still, you know, and I'm kind of losing like volume and like, hey, yeah, totally. And I can't like find like any water around me. My friend has got a drink that looked clear. And I was like, this is a friend of mine who I could see him drinking water at a party anyway and take a big old drink of it. And it was not water. And I think I would have rather choked on the puppy chow. When you're expecting water and you get like a pretty like alcoholic drink, like it was a pretty strongly made like tequila soda or something. It was like, tequila and dark chocolate. Yeah, it was.
Have you seen that Tim Robinson sketch?
Mm-mm.
This is a hilarious sketch where he's like choking at a dinner, but he wants to play it cool. And they're like, dude, are you choking? He's like, no, I'm not choking. And it's just that for 3 minutes. And that's what I'm envisioning.
Like,
you need some water, Jake?
Well, puppy chow too, the powdered sugar. Have you ever got that where you kind of like inhale a little bit of the powdered sugar?
A cinnamon challenge vibe.
Yeah, kind of like it's stuck and it's a whole nother. Yeah. I'm glad you survived.
Yeah. No, it was great.
I'm glad my puppy chow didn't kill you or anything.
That was solid. Loved the pretzel bites. The bartenders are great. Had a few mocktails.
Yeah, those were fun.
Good vibes.
With the non-alcoholic gin?
I actually didn't have that. I stuck with the non-alcoholic champagne.
Ooh, was it nice?
That was what was in the nice. Christmas good. Mocktail. Mm-hmm. That was good.
Yeah.
Good. Glad that was good. Yeah. Shout out to Kristen.
Christy.
Pretty much.
Sorry, Christy. She was great. It's hard to schedule a party because you don't want to be like, you don't want to assume. Well, it's tough to provide drinks, right? Because you're like 75 people. How much do they drink? Like, we're friends with a bunch of drunks, but you're like, I don't want to. Because running out's always a buzzkill.
Yeah.
But we ran out within like 30 minutes. And in hindsight,
we ran out within.
It was like an hour.
An
hour and a half, sorry. Yeah. It was like very. At the
In
hindsight, I think we bought enough for everyone to have like one drink.
But we relied on the bartenders. Guessed how much. I said, this is our guest count.
Oh, and they told
you. They told me.
And you're just like, oh, I mean, 3 bottles sounds like a lot, but then it's like 75 people. You're like, well, you do the math.
Yeah.
But the party planner, she saved the day and got a little more.
She did.
Everyone had fun. So Jake could not choke on puppy chow.
That was great. So there was a police officer there, had a little security. That was fun. Saw him chowing down at one point.
It was important.
Which I don't know why that was so funny to me, but just seeing a fully armed police officer just like eating finger food at a party where everyone's dressed really nice, which just really caught me off guard.
Well, Derek requested it because he wanted to make sure everyone's safe. He's a family guy. No, I guess that was the venue
required it.
I guess most venues may require that. I guess that's wise and you never know who you're running to. Like,
yeah, I think that.
And I almost got in a fight. So.
Yeah, I'm sure. And I think parties have gotten out of hand there. But when he showed up, he was like, so is this like it's a marketing firm? And I was like,
yeah, social media marketing.
Yes.
What do you know about influencer creators?
It's like a private party. But I said, thank you. Eat, drink, whatever you want to do. Like, we're not really going to need you to do anything tonight. So just enjoy yourself.
Hiring a policeman for security and then telling him to drink is pretty awesome move.
I think I wasn't really implying drink like, alcohol.
Maybe do a few desk pops.
Like, if the party's kind of dying. Yeah.
If you have blanks, that could be funny.
Like a starter pistol.
Not implying alcohol, but, you know.
I thought about kind of doing something to give him something to do. I thought about kind of staging a fight, stealing some things, but he was cool.
I guess, does he just get paid like an individual contractor or you just pay like the police force?
I just Venmo'd him.
Oh, cool.
Oh.
He's technically off duty. So you hire an off duty police officer and they it is Venmo him, yeah.
Cool.
Mm-hmm.
That's
happy for him.
Wow.
Yeah.
Under the table. Good for him.
Mm-hmm. Under the table.
Yeah.
Yeah. Me and Katie, we're rebels, man. We pay cops under the table.
Yeah, you do. Thanks for, you know, the taxpayer doesn't have to because Trey and Katie will.
Yeah.
Thank you guys.
Mm-hmm. So yeah, that was a blast. So thanks everyone who came, except Derek, I guess. No, I heard Derek. That's it. You have two children, one on the way, and that's. I guess that's how it is. We have our parent friends. They'll have to bail last minute on things.
Mm-hmm. We tried to hold off to like I think I sent you the text like 4 or something like that. We were trying to see as long as possible. Like, is she going to be okay? Like,
come on, get it together. And no, she I did totally not. Get it.
Yeah,
that's too bad.
Yelling so at your kids.
Better now.
But yeah, good, yep. Good. Just 24 hours.
Next year for our Christmas party. If
we'll quarantine,
we'll have the cop watch the kids.
Yeah. Are we, do we choose? Like if we have a really, really sick kid and no one wants to watch them.
Yeah, you'll have to watch them.
Derek will watch them.
Derek will watch them.
Okay. I'm glad we've settled.
There's got to be a way around this somehow.
That sounds really stressful to decide.
All right. Avatar, the big, I want to go see this.
I want to see it too.
In a movie theater?
You gotta. Well,
that's the only
like you
one.
Really talked down movie theaters.
Though. Yeah, was that
last
week?
Didn't even see Top Gun in movie theaters.
Right, what? But this is
the Top Gun was awesome.
But Avatar was Top a game Gun. Changer, and it's been 13 years. Have you seen Avatar yet? Anyone? No.
I think I might this week when the blizzard comes.
I might. I saw it says it's not doing what they thought it did, which makes total sense to me. It says E.T. I'm sorry. That's another thing. That's another link. E.T.
Read a completely different article.
Avatar, E.T.
It says Kim Kardashian upset at Kanye. Okay. Wait. I think I'm on the wrong article.
Oh, okay. That's my bank statement. I'm just going to show Katie.
Okay, here we go.
$2,200 for a salon.
It says Elon Musk spotted in Qatar for World Cup. This isn't it either, I don't think. Okay, hold on.
Oh, yeah. That's why I just have it in the wrong place. Avatar... says Disney spent $2 billion on it.
Whoa.
I think that might be a movie? Well, no, I'm sorry. I think that might be because they have like they have like 5. Did you see this?
No.
So they've already shot 3 and maybe 4.
Oh.
And they're like gonna so I think the $2 billion is like the whole thing. But it opened up and their stock is down because it only opened up at $134 million. Lower than expectations. Which doesn't make sense. I feel like it's tough to get people.
What are the expectations
theaters.
Post
right.
COVID?
Right.
Yeah.
Do you have to see? Is it like I needed to watch the other ones before I watch this new one, or is it
I
kind of a
know.
Separate plot?
I think the whole. I had a buddy see it.
I would
it,
say I doubt it.
And all he said was just like, I mean, it's pretty good, but it's just like visually the coolest movie I've seen.
Yeah. Wasn't it filmed underwater?
I don't know.
Guess we'll see when we watch it.
Makes sense to me. So I really, that's my only pull to it. I don't know if I'm that. Fired up for the plot, but just seeing it.
I loved the first one. Watched it with my sophomore in high school girlfriend and her family back in the day.
You better not have touched her Sahelu.
I do love referencing Sahelu all the time. There's a lot of great references from Avatar. But yeah, I thought it was awesome. Visually, super impressive. Cool storyline. Pretty like, you know, on the nose, like what kind of like symbolism they're going for, but still fun.
Mm-hmm. Because the symbolism is what? Like Native Americans?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like coming over and stealing their land and kind of pillaging their people.
Mm. Not my fault.
It's a soccer thing. So I don't even watch the sport.
That kind of is what, yeah.
Katie knows.
Uh-huh.
Were the Native Americans playing any sports?
Lacrosse.
Really?
Yeah.
Native Americans invented lacrosse?
I'm like 90% sure.
Oh, cool. No. Okay. Let's start the Will Derek get canceled clock. Okay. I've been here before. When you confirm, you say something, you confirm. I mean, no. I had no idea Native Americans created lacrosse. It's interesting.
What I could see their
skill set. I guess that makes sense, right? They were very quick on their feet and the bow and arrows, right? They're very mobile and accurate.
It was known as stickball, is what it said.
That's a great name for it.
And it's evolved into lacrosse. That's pretty cool.
Look at Derek.
I wonder if it was like a
trivia boy.
Human
Wikipedia over there.
You what?
Did that also inspire hockey?
Maybe polo, perhaps?
Yeah.
Stickball on a horse.
Pretty Nordic and white.
Maybe that was our contribution to it. It's kind of what Avatar was about. Turn stickball into hockey. Keep it what it was.
Thanks a lot. Do you want to hear what I was going to say about E.T., this article that popped up?
Yeah, let's go back to E.T.
Someone bought E.T. for $2.5 million.
The intellectual property.
No, the little guy that was in the movie.
He's still alive?
Yeah. I know.
The actual extraterrestrial.
The extraterrestrial, yeah.
Wow, does he live forever?
Yeah, what's his deal?
There's only been one of them, so we kind of...
It's a risky investment.
Remains to be seen.
Okay,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it is a risky investment.
Maybe someone is doing a flip, maybe. Mm. Kind of a fixer-upper on E.T. Or buy him and sell him real quickly again.
I see.
I think the buyer says they're confident they can track down a female. Mm. And then...
Yeah, I mean, how much would E.T.'s seed go for?
Our grandkids will be working for E.T.'s.
That wouldn't surprise me, you know?
And the article says all that, huh?
Basically. One of a kind, it says, relic. I don't even...
It feels like something that Katie's fetus is the size of.
And I don't... Yeah, very true.
This could be the week.
Has a finger... Found its way out.
You think like it's kicking, but it's a light kicking. Like, it could be like a finger kind of just scratching.
We were in bed last night. Maybe. I swear I saw a light in there.
Like one of those fish at the very bottom of the ocean that has like its own luminescence.
The angler fish.
Yeah.
That would be unfortunate for you because it would probably mean you weren't the dad. So E.T. is the dad.
I guess.
Bombshell.
Yeah. Spun that back on me.
Yeah.
Wait, let's give us the update. Is it
all right?
If your app says on the what it's 80s, 90s nostalgia,
yeah.
E.T. is very much in the running right here.
Could be. And also cinema is its own category, too. Uh-huh.
I feel like he's kind of big.
Come on, E.T. Come on, E.T.
Okay, the 80s, 90s nostalgia, no.
E.T.
No.
What is it? E.T. adjacent.
It's as big as Slinky Dog from Toy Story.
Oh, not the Slinky Dog.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
That's a sizable creature.
Good size.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, fully spread.
Yeah, I don't think it's
staircase.
The spread version.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I mean, you guys saw Toy Story 1, right?
Got an Inspector Gadget in there.
Yeah, it's pretty phenomenal what that sling
can
do. I
don't even know what movie this is that the movie and TV prop is from. It's as big as the raccoon hat from Moonrise Kingdom.
Raccoon hat from Moonrise Kingdom.
Kind of a David Bowie thing. No.
Yeah. Davy Crockett.
Thank you.
David Bowie.
Gosh dang it.
The raccoon hat.
And then what else? What the fruit has got to be fruit or vegetable?
Yeah, what's Slink raccoon hat sized?
Ooh.
This is very wrong.
Small watermelon.
Small watermelon? I'm going big eggplant.
Ooh, that's good.
So I have two different.
It is a boy.
On this app, it says as big as a beet, including the leaves.
That's a slinky dog. What is he? What's he turning into in there?
But on the other app, it says he's as big as a, what was it? I told you yesterday, a zucchini. So
like a zucchini with like a slinky in the middle.
Is he going to get any girth on him? He's very
very skinny.
Yeah, he's been very narrow though. Didn't want them to tell us he was like the size of a Jenga tower or something? Something very tall.
Yeah, they're like, he's the size of the Empire State.
Yeah, a zucchini because He's 15.7 inches, 2.9 pounds.
Hmm. Why don't you just ask me from now on? Because I think I'm nailing it.
And then you say beet with leaves,
I don't know what that is.
I mean, beautiful. 15, think about 15, but only maybe 3 pounds. I mean, he's pretty skinny.
Yeah.
Goals.
He might be looking like a zucchini for real.
Well, all right. Thank you for the update.
That's fun.
And yeah, let us know if Avatar's worth seeing. I think I'm going to try to see it. We're going to be hunkered down for Christmas. It'll be worth going to do. Would you go and see that, Katie?
My whole family would.
All right.
Yeah,
well, then we got
plan.
Something to do.
Yeah, yep. Maybe save it for the family time.
Yeah.
That'd be nice.
Christmas and bowl. Or
kill some time.
Bowling and movies are popular during Christmas. Do you guys ever do either one of those?
You know, that's funny. We growing up with my family, and we, have you done this with my family? We'd always go see a movie the day after Christmas. This is so 90s, 2000s.
But we had that too.
So most of my family were women. And like, for whatever reason, this always drove me and the guys nuts. And I think deservedly so. But our go-to was like, you do the Christmas as it was. Christmas is over. Day after Christmas, we all go to the mall. And the girls would shop all around. And the guys, you know, we'd maybe pop into like a few dude stores, but I didn't want to do that. And then we'd see them a movie at the mall.
Mm.
So like this big mall day was tradition the day after Christmas.
That's fun.
Interesting.
We haven't been to the movies with my family?
No.
Yeah, that was the tradition. I remember but it was always tricky because my mother will only watch basically like Finding Nemo.
Yeah.
Or one time we watched Unbroken, the true story of the guy who was like a prisoner of war.
Yeah.
My mom walked out.
she wanted him to stay a prisoner.
She was
once he got out, she was upset.
She was furious with.
It is a pretty intense movie.
She was
what
more
a
Team
great
Japan.
Story.
No, she was just like, this is too. This is a lot.
It's pretty graphic.
She was Team Japan. I mean, she has a Japanese car.
She left and we went out. She's in the food court having.
Yeah, Sakura.
Yeah. Fried rice.
Having Sakura, and she went and bought a PlayStation 5 that day.
Yeah, she was furious.
We are really in risky this episode.
No, that's, we are pro-Japanese.
Yeah, my sister loved Hello Kitty.
Oh, I had a ton of Hello Kitty stuff.
From Japan. Well, yeah, that's the joke, Katie. I know where it's from.
I mean, like actually, my dad got it in Japan.
Oh, you mean literally from
there?
Oh,
well,
yeah.
That
was it different?
Is culturally appropriating.
Yeah, some of it was different. Mm-hmm. It had all Japanese writing on it.
Oh. Yeah, it was pretty different. I couldn't read anything.
Yeah, it was pretty different.
I didn't know what it was at all. But
was it called Hello Kitty? Mm-hmm. That is pretty different. I like that. Rachel and I had a little mall day. We were trying to think of something to do this week, and we're like, let's go get some Christmas shopping done, just like old-fashioned style. Let's go to the mall and like get stuff for our parents and everything. And that quickly, like as soon as you're in the mall, you're like, wait, nothing is in here that like I would actually buy anyone really. You know, there's like maybe like Bath and Body Works, you can get something. But other than that, I mean, there's not really a single store in there that it's like.
The only way I think I'd ever step foot in a mall again is what you just mentioned. Well, I think it's called Sarku or something like that.
Yes, Sarko.
Sarko?
I think I had it.
You had it?
Yeah.
How unbelievable is it?
It's amazing. The chicken teriyaki?
Yes.
Yes, I know exactly like what you're talking about.
You think you like Panda Express? No.
No, it's way better.
How do you spell it?
S-A-R-K-U. Look up. Sarku, yes. S-A-R-K-U.
Oh, it is K-U. You nailed it. Yeah.
Sarku.
That's not real meat.
It's the Oak Park Mall. It is so good.
I think it's only in malls.
Yeah.
Do they give out the free samples? Is that?
Yes, they're always hitting you with the samples. And they make it fresh right in front of you. Like, there's something to be said for that.
Look at that little edamame over there on the left.
To, like, if it's organic or anything. But, like, Panda, you know, you walk in, you're like, how long has this been sitting there? You order it. They throw it on the grill, cook it in front of you, serve it to you steaming hot, and it's unbelievable.
And it's pretty authentic. And when I say authentic, I mean, I say, is my food done? And then he just stares at me. And then I'm like, all right, let's try a different route. And I go, I was order number 190. And then he just stares at me. And then I show him my receipt, and then he looks at what's on there, and then he says, yes.
Yeah.
That's authentic Japanese, and I like it that way.
It's, can we go?
I
might go this week.
If
you need something at the mall, do you need to go to the mall for any reason? I'll go and I'll get it.
Yeah, I mean, I could always go to the mall and buy something.
I can't believe you said that, because I was telling Rachel, I was like, you made the wrong choice. This is so good.
And I'm going to, I actually can't emphasize, because I feel like a lot of times, you know, you're a big fast food guy, and like, I really like this. I'm like, it's pretty good. No, something about Sarku.
I can't believe you remember the name of it.
I had this buddy in college where we, I forget why we started doing this, but we went to, I think there was something, some video game or something coming out of the mall when we were in college. So it was like an hour away because we were in a small country college town in Oklahoma. And we went, we had Sarku. And we went like two more times. I think mainly for Sarku would be like, yo, let's go
round
to the
two
mall,
Sarku.
Shop for something, and get Sarku. The veg in there.
Springfield
anyway.
Mall, where Derek and I
are from.
You
know,
Pan Pacific Grill is what it's called. That's where you're going to want to stop.
Oh, really?
So good. That's their Sarku.
That's their take on it.
Yeah, it is amazing.
They had two sample places that seemed like they were battling each other
all
the time.
Yeah, you walk in the same door. You're getting hit left and right. I didn't have too much pride. I'd take from both. Oh, I didn't care. But I'm ordering from Pan Pacific Grill.
Isn't
for sure.
Springfield where orange chicken was made or sesame chicken?
Cashew chicken.
Yeah, like the American version of cashew chicken.
Ah.
Was invented.
You are welcome.
So lots of cashew chicken there?
A lot of like really cheap like Chinese restaurants there.
Ah.
Can you tell us more about that? What is cashew chicken? And who came up with this?
I don't know. I mean, I know it's not on my Wikipedia page, which I do have. You guys can check out. But I don't know exactly. Like, let's look up Springfield.
Okay, Umo. Chef David Leong invented Springfield-style cashew chicken. Cashew chicken.
Is that the
He is a Chinese man, so that I thought it was just some maybe country boy in Missouri.
David.
Yeah. Yeah, David. I doubt that's his birth name. They always give it. Never intended. Oh, he never intended to be an innovator and get this big, but it says in the beginning, cooking was just a form of survival. So that's kind of dark.
There you have it.
And that's how art's birthed from pain.
Hunger. Oh.
Cashew chicken was birthed out of, he thought it might be his last meal.
Wow. Oh, yeah. The cashew chicken Wikipedia page. The deep fried version of the dish is closely associated with the city of Springfield, Missouri.
Ah, the deep fried version.
Okay.
That makes a lot more sense.
All right. I don't know. I don't even order it. I get the sweet and sour. Okay.
Well, no, I mean, I haven't had true Chinese food in a very long time.
Like Chinese food that your dad would bring home.
I feel like of all the East Asian foods, that stock's been down. I feel like when you get Thai is really big.
Yeah.
Or you think of Japan, you know, hibachi.
Yeah.
Chinese, I feel like growing up I had a lot. But
we
I
had it all
had
the time growing up.
I've had a long time.
Maybe another Christmas break thing.
Christmas is big for China, for Chinese food. Christmas is big.
Yeah. Little Avatar and cashew.
Sounds like a great night.
Lovely.
Done. Let's go with your family to see Avatar at the mall. And I'm eating Sarku before and after because the movie's that long. You go lunch, 1 p.m. matinee. You're out at 4:30 dinner.
That's a great plan.
That is a great
Sarku is so good.
All right. Wait, how long have we been going? I'm having a blast.
50 minutes or so.
Okay.
Nice. Mm. Do we have any videos or comments from fans from last week?
Oh, my goodness. It's a Christmas miracle. Thanks for remembering that. I'm so sorry, folks. Yeah, let's... sorry for the wait, y'all. Let's do it. I think we had a video from a fan. We'll check out some comments. Why don't you play that video for us?
Hello. Trey. Jake. Katie.
Hi.
Family man, Derek.
All right.
I'm responding about the baby clothes. So, Katie, you should be able to get as much as you want. Because you know
hey.
What?
Thank you.
When you're first
Thank
starting
you.
Out, you are not doing laundry every day, multiple loads a day. You know, I mean, I don't know. I don't know your guys' laundry situation. Maybe you do. But most people aren't doing that with their first. And so, you know, baby might go 48 hours in the same outfit, which is great. Don't waste that. But sometimes baby will spit up projectile vomit all over their clothes 7 times a day. And then if you only have a week's worth of clothing for the baby at that age, at that, like, stage, there goes your whole wardrobe. So you're screwed. Highly recommend having way more clothes than you actually really need. You can always pass them along, donate them with your donated breast milk. It'll be great. Oh,
the breast milk.
Yeah. Have an abundance of baby clothes and breast milk. Thank you for sending in a video. Do that at the Correct Opinions Instagram. But also no thank you. Now you don't know how many clothes we have. Okay. They're a lot.
It's
it seems
not
like
that
a lot.
Many.
Baby's going to puke that many times.
We
though?
Don't even have like, per stage, like someone told me to have like a week's worth of like sleepers, you know,
what
like
sleepers. Like you're the, pointing like to your what?
Like a bodysuit
for you?
No, for the baby.
Mama
like,
sleepers.
Like a footed zipper, like sleeper, what they would sleep in, like a week's worth of those, and we don't even have that. So well, I need to buy more.
Oh well, good.
Yeah.
Well,
good.
Yeah. But why does he have so many cute little like matching tops and bottoms if the sleeper is more important?
Cause like during the day he needs those.
He can't walk around in a sleeper.
Yeah, he probably will.
They don't
will.
Like the sleepers in the day.
He probably will.
Is he in the womb changing outfits?
When I want to dress him up during the day for visitors or outings.
My sister has like a month old. She sent us a little sneak peek of the photo shoot they just did.
The little newborn photo shoot.
And I would love... Jake's talked about this. Dude, Derek, family man, you guys would appreciate this. We've always talked about how I'm going to have some photographers come for me, but whatever. Photographers are a racket because like so many photographers get paid more than like videographers. It's more work to make a video.
Yeah. I did wedding videos in college a lot. I did one wedding photo shoot. It was a million times easier.
I just, yeah.
the kind of with photos, the camera is really 80% of the battle, right? I mean, you have to be able to frame it.
It's the gear editing and the lighting. There's not that much you can do. It's not like your index finger can only do so much.
Like we've got the new tour art getting ready to go, and it's looking awesome. And it was when I did the Are You For Real tour art, you know, I was working with my team and kind of Clueless, and like, hey, we set you up with this top of the line photographer in Nashville, and I like shot these photos all afternoon. Like, with the photographer was great. He's big time shot, but it's like, dude, I was like, Jake, can you take photos for me for 2 minutes? And then I sent it to Derek, and he put graphic design on it, and looks, no one would be like, Are You For Real was shot by a legendary photographer, and this one was shot by Jake in Missouri.
Well, he still had chicken in his mouth. Yeah. While he
did it. It's like in between bites of Panda Express. Don't you wish it was Sarku? Come up here. So that she sent us, and like you could tell, I don't know who knows what they paid this girl to come to their home and take photos of their newborn baby. Delightful. They look great. Mm-hmm. But I quickly told Katie, we have the gear. I'll just knock this out. So what, do you agree with that, Katie, or do you think that's what we'll do?
He's like, can we please do that? You know, I would like you to be in the photos.
The tripod.
Ring light.
And some of the skill, the newborn photos too, they can be easy if the baby's asleep. But I have heard, you know, some of them have some skill with babies as far as calming them.
They have like a whole crew.
No.
Someone producing it.
No,
PA,
no, no.
Getting the baby milk.
COVID.
They just like, you know, you could see that some photographers maybe would be really good with kids and stuff.
No, okay, that's true. Maybe, I've heard that a lot of times photographers are babysitters too because they have a magic touch. You can't even handle your own baby, so you have the photographer over to help.
Oh, sorry.
No, they were adorable photos, but she did send us a sneak peek, which was 40 photos.
And I'm sure you were dying and like, come on, I want to see the sneak peek your baby photos.
What a teaser. I was wondering, like, how many is she going to send us? The sneak peek was 40.
That is wild. That's a lot.
They were adorable, though.
We still need to sign, or I need to schedule maternity photos with you.
We did that.
No.
What was that?
That was just revealing the baby. That was revealing that we were pregnant. Yeah,
so
but
you're pregnant.
You can't tell that I was pregnant, though.
Hey, Derek can Photoshop.
Yeah, Derek can work his magic. Wow.
Yeah.
So what are we going to announce? And that's to announce, like, it's still in there.
Like, it's gotten huge.
Yeah. It is so that we can remember just this special time in our lives.
Okay.
Right, and look back and be like, wow, look how big I am.
thanks for all the comments on the episode as well. This is a fun Noah. He said, I'm Noah, the homeschooler from the comedy show last Sunday night. And just to clear the air, I had a great time and loved it. The true homeschooler came out of me a little bit as I got stage fright from the interactions. But it was hilarious. Shout out Noah.
Yeah, that's awesome.
What a good sport.
This one is from B, and it says, Katie, don't microwave your food when pregnant. Please, thank you.
Mm. Why not?
Please, thank you.
It's too hot for him.
The food I'm eating?
Please, please, thank you.
I wonder what's happening.
I know in the
70s, food.
Microwaves used to have like actual radiation in them.
Mm-hmm.
That's all I know.
But I'll look into that.
I don't
thank
know
you
how
for
much,
the warning. I will look into that.
I'm not sure how much microwaves have changed, but I know in the 70s it was an issue.
Good to know. Glam Gal said she just got her Correct Opinion sweatshirt. It's a little oversized and comfy, just the way I like it. Thank you.
Ooh.
Get your Correct Opinions merch. store.trakina.com. So many comments. Wow. A lot of people saying they liked the bra conversation. Someone said, yeah, she is going to store them in the bra, Derek. Come on. Ridiculous.
Something we talked about last episode was when I got complimented on my stupid coat, but the person who complimented me was our tour manager. I wanted to wear it for you guys this week.
I thought it was that one when you were telling the story.
It's this one. I wanted you guys to see it. If you're audio only, you miss out.
Wait, he said it was stupid? No,
he really liked it. Mm. And I was like, that's not good.
It makes me...
I thought I'd wear it for you guys.
What I think of when I see it...
Beautiful water.
Is, yes. It
Avatar.
Looks like,
wear that to Avatar, dude.
It looks like a pool liner.
Or like you're looking down at the pool liner. Like it's kind of like shimmery a little bit.
Right. Maybe a light snow.
Well, that's the thing. If you don't like this side, Just hang with me one second, because she is.
No way.
Just be a few more moments.
Reversible. No way.
Wow.
You got water on one side.
And a sheep's wool on the other.
Snow on the other.
Beautiful. Yeah, looks very cozy.
You learn about the water cycle, really, when you wear this.
Mm. What is that brand?
If I say it, you guys are all going to get ads for it.
Don't say it.
Yeah, I was going to say. They love to retarget.
Mm. Okay, that's helpful. So thanks for all the comments.
Beautiful, beautiful.
Thank you. It's getting warm. Need an excuse to take it off anyway.
And then we got a few comments from Australian recties. What's up, Australia?
Yeah.
Little hint. We might be coming to y'all next year. Not finalized yet, but there's enough of you. I'd love to.
Enough of you mates out there.
Do you actually?
What?
Did you say I've made?
Oh, sorry. There's enough of you mates there? Out there. I know one couple. I met them in Hawaii, but they said they live in Australia. But I stayed with them. They were like, hey, if you're ever in Australia, come stay with us sometime. And I was like, okay. So I did.
Yeah. Wow. The next week, I went
there.
Pretty
trusting of you.
Yeah. Andre was his name.
Are you a make friends with people on vacation guy?
What do you mean?
I think there's two types of people.
Okay.
You go on vacation, and under no circumstances do I want to talk to another person.
Well, I'm not that.
Or are you make friends with people guy, where maybe you're sitting near someone, you chit-chat, you small talk. Oh, you look up. Wow, we've been talking for 45 minutes. Great to meet you. Maybe even you hear that they live across the world and then you stay in their home. Like, that would be an example of making a friend.
Yeah, I'm probably more that.
Okay.
Not like super like dad type of like have to ask every single person where they're from. But yeah, I think it's nice to, I like being friendly. Like, you know, I think back to a time I asked someone to, hey, do you mind taking a picture of Rachel and I on the beach? And then they're there taking photos and their kids are kind of running in the way. So we just start talking to them. And then we learn they used to live in Kansas City. We're like, well, isn't that sweet?
Interesting. Like if you'd be in a hot tub and another couple pops in the hot tub and you kind of start slowly going, hey, what's your name? And then you.
Hot tub. That's a close enough proximity and like borderline intimate enough. I think you gotta strike up a convo.
Gotcha.
But like a hibachi grill, other side of the table. No, I don't feel obligated.
Understood. Because I grew up going on vacations. My mother, I mean, she'll borderline hunt people down to talk to them. So we were, I mean, like next to a, you never talk to people next to a plane. I guess when you fly a lot, you don't.
I do not.
My mother, if you sit next to her on the plane, you'd be best friend.
Yeah.
You see, so that was my thing growing up. But Katie and I, it kind of surprised me because Katie's pretty friendly, really likes to make friends, but we get in vacation mode and we ignore everyone.
It's like you turn your bodies on airplane mode.
Yeah.
Like nothing goes in or out.
I'm on vacation mode. I'm not exceeding any more effort. We noticed that when we were on our like baby moon trip, we like sat around this fire and like we noticed that other people were talking. And as we've mentioned before, I love to eavesdrop in conversations. So they left and I was like, Trey, like they did not know each other. Like they all just met and they're all friends now.
Yeah. There was like three couples.
Yeah.
All didn't know each other. You could tell. And then you're like, got up like, we'll see you tomorrow. Like they became friends and hung out all week.
Yeah.
Like, man,
I could do that.
Okay. There's two types of people. Very much so.
Yeah.
Derek, which are you?
I've never once done that.
Yeah. No. Yeah. Your wife either?
No. Yep. No.
Yeah.
Yeah. You never, I mean, some people are like that. We sat down and this middle-aged woman was across from us and she struck up a combo and, you know, chatted us up, which was plus. I wasn't sitting there like, oh, she was very nice.
If someone talks to us, we do not ignore you, by the way.
No, we sit next. We'll get in the hot tub and then you go, what's your name? And we just look at them.
No, we will talk to you if you talk to us. I'm just saying we do not initiate it.
Trey holds up a note on his phone. It's permanently there. And it just says, I'm voluntarily mute.
Yeah.
And they just know not to try and talk to him anymore.
I just start acting like I'm having a seizure.
Yeah.
And that eliminates.
They don't want to talk.
Yeah, no. If we met, I remember we said we met a recty there and they said, hi, I'm not, if you see me, come say hi, we can chat for a while. But I will not like have dinner with you. I would make that very clear. Yeah.
Okay.
We chatted and she was very nice and she got up, but some people do that. Like my sister said she was on a trip and her and her husband chatted up, met this couple. Like twice their age, I think, and hit it off. And they had them over for dinner that night.
Wow.
cooked him a meal.
Which I just, I would never go over to a stranger's house.
It does seem like I've been watching a lot of like psychological thrillers lately. And yeah. I feel like a lot of them start off with like being a little too trusting of someone who like seems a little too good to be true. Got my guard up now.
Yeah.
Somewhat.
I just feel like going into someone else's home that you've known for a few hours.
Eh. Katie's a class. Yeah. She's very nervous. Every other day the door like rings. She's like, I'm trusting to people. I just don't want to be around them. Sometimes when I go to someone's house, like a stranger that I'm meeting, I prefer there to be some type of murder.
Oh,
that'd be better than what was happening.
Give you something to talk about.
We did a blind double date once and it was a total disaster. I kind of took the wind out of our sails, huh?
Yeah.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
But would love to hang with you and Rachel anytime. When I first met Rachel, I don't know if you could tell, I ignored her.
Didn't want to
start.
Yeah.
Because stranger alert.
Stranger alert.
Airplane mode. And I was like, sorry, Trey's about to go on stage. He gets that. But I knew.
He's in a different city, so he won't talk to you.
His outside foot is hurting. And kind of when he's outside the home, he clams
up. Mr. Jones hurt him. Well, let us know what type of vacationer you are. And if you see me, come say hey. I'm not saying that, but it's Christmas here. We won't come over to your house. No, we won't.
Probably not come to your house.
Yeah.
Merry Christmas, everyone. We love you guys. It's been a great year. Again, no episode next week because we're all going to be gone and you're going to be gone. Most of y'all won't listen. That's great. So spend time. We'll be back start of the year with big announcements, lots to come. So
also be in Orlando at the start of the year.
Yeah.
If you know where that is or have heard of that or live there.
Yeah, first weekend of January. We added a Thursday show. We had some tickets left. So last minute Christmas gift, people of Florida. Like, subscribe. Love you guys. Enjoy all of your holidays. See you in 2023.
Cool. Correct opinion.